Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
That's fine. I'm just going to sit here and chomp on my Pop-Tart.
You?
Of course not.
I'm going to smoke my nicotine and drink my Monster.
There you go. That worked.
Dang it. That's what I forgot was a soda to crack open. Hold on a second. I'll be right back.
Yeah, fuck you.
Wait.
You can do it in every single episode, aren't you?
Uh-huh. I'll be right back.
Oh, God. So
okay, wait. I got something to say right now.
What's up?
Why is your name Butternuts? Explain that.
Is this for... Because you know that.
My online name. But why do you steal my shit?
Really? Did you look at that?
Yeah.
Butternuts 2010.
You know when
I made that?
I've had butternuts since we... when did we move in together?
Maybe you should wash them and they wouldn't be so buttery.
Nah, so, the wife likes them like that.
Listen, you're the one that copied off me. I got butternuts because Mito and George called me Butters because they're all were playing WoW and I was not.
Yeah.
So I got the butter's name, and I needed an email back in 2010. I'm like, this is going to be it.
So I got mine. 2010. Actually, I got mine from the movie Half-Baked. Because the part where he kills the horse, he's trying to say buttercups.
Ah, okay. I don't know.
And I was fucking blitzed out of my mind at the time, too.
I've had my email address since I was... in middle school, so fuck both of y'all.
Yeah, I've only had, let's see, this is my...
I only have one.
Third one? I had a Yahoo one, I had a Hotmail one, and I'm pretty sure I still get junk mail on those. Last time I looked at my Yahoo one, it had like 10,000 emails that just kept coming.
My Yahoo one is the one that I give to anything that's not important.
See, that's what I need to do.
Because that's the one that I've had since I was in middle school.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
So like,
true.
So it's already getting all the, you know, like weird, like random shit. And
junk mail crap.
Exactly. And then my, you know, Gmail one is the one that I send, you know, that I give for like employers and for like my bills and shit like that. Because it's the easiest one to check because I don't have to siphon through, you know, fucking 10 bajillion.
Yeah, I will say the Comic Book Rundown one doesn't get a ton of mail, which is nice. Well, I mean, both nice and bad. I mean, I would like to get some more mail from like actual listeners, but I don't get the spam, which is good. I get a bunch of like promotions from a Sticky Mule, where I got the stickers from, and I think maybe something else, but that's all I get for that one. My normal mail, this email, I get shit left and right that I delete all the time. So.
Okay.
I've just been moving a lot of shit to spam, even if it's not spam, just because I don't want to read it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
You could just delete it.
No. Like, so that it doesn't show up in my...
Oh, I gotcha.
Like, it'll... When I send it to spam, it'll send anything that comes from there to spam also.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Smart. I should probably do that.
You, my friend... Is that movies behind you, Joey?
No, that's comics, dude.
Yeah, those are all his comics.
Damn, dude.
Well, those aren't all of his comics. Those are.
Are you starting a library?
There's all my comics. Am I starting a what?
A library.
Basically. Anytime Ron and I read something on the podcast, I'm usually pulling it from here.
Jesus,
damn straight. He knows. I hate it when he gives me those damn digital ones.
I know you don't have a way to read it outside of your phone.
Well, I mean, I do right now.
True. True. Anyway, we are here today with our friend Josh. We've been friends for God,
a long ass time.
Yeah, long ass time.
2008, 2009, over a decade.
That's been longer than that, I think.
Yeah, it's been longer than that, man.
I started
Peyton's in 2002. I didn't meet you until 2004.
Yeah, it sounds about 04 sounds about right. 04 or 05.
Okay, there we go. Look,
that same year I was invited to my first Mito George party. And that was an experience I will never forget. cracking a cold one there, buddy?
Yeah, he is. He does this every time. Luckily, in the main one, I can take that out. This one, I don't care so much, so.
Well, I don't do it in our normal podcast. I only do it in our chitty chats.
The chitty chats. God, it has been that long, hasn't it? That's my bad. Yeah. I'm getting
when
old.
Get as old as Gennaro, I mean. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait. Davis is older, isn't he?
Yeah, like a year or so, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, here's the faith of youth looking at you, old bastards.
Yeah, fuck off. You're not that far behind.
No, you're not.
No, but I'm far enough to make the difference.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Josh. Okay, wait. Go ahead. Anybody, go ahead.
What are you going to say, Ron? How old are you?
Oh, me? I'm 35, but...
Fuck you.
But what I was going to say was I was feeling old yesterday, and kind of when I woke up this morning, I went for a 3-mile jog yesterday. And I'm starting to feel it a little bit.
About every day I take Gary for a walk, usually about an hour's length walk. So it's like through my addition, into the other addition, onto a road and back up around. So that's my somewhat exercise of this quarantine.
I can't run and I can barely walk.
So you're not doing shit.
My knee is just gone, dude.
So that sucks.
I had motivation. I was with a pretty girl, so.
There you go.
That's about the only thing that gets me out. No.
So Josh, what have you been up to since this quarantine has started?
Oh, the quarantine bullshit? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Only thing I can say is I've been playing with my kids. The weather's starting to get nice, so I'm out and working on the forge. And this is nothing really to brag about, but I've completely mastered out on Call of Duty.
You can brag about that. that takes time. Ask Tommy. Back when he played constantly, it took him forever to get that shit.
And he played constantly.
He had an 80-inch TV that he played on.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I could not ever access the little bastard.
I remember that.
And we helped him carry it in.
I know. I tried that. I wanted to try to steal it, but yeah.
You should have told me when we were moving your stuff. We could have done it.
Could have. Yeah. I tried. I think we tried.
Tommy's just a little guy.
Yeah, but he's fine.
That's fine.
What have you guys been doing besides podcasts?
Working.
Right. Yeah, he's still going to work. I've been basically editing. My day consists of editing and then sometimes that.
Sometimes while he's editing.
Never mind.
Sometimes he's editing his editing.
Yep. I have been trying to trying to catch up on like the shows and movies that I haven't seen. Since I was doing the 52 movies, 52 weeks thing, and then all the movie theaters closed down, now I'm just trying to watch movies that I haven't seen. I'm currently watching the Daniel Craig Bond movies because I've only seen the first two.
Wait, there's more than two of them?
There's the fifth one's coming out in November.
Holy shit!
That's his last one.
I just watched the movie New Vin Diesel, the Bloodshot.
I like that. I saw that in theaters. That was one of the last ones I saw.
It wasn't bad. I mean, the ending was kind of predictable.
Well, the whole movie was predictable.
Oh, yeah.
Did you say it was a Vin Diesel movie?
Yeah, it's true.
But it's also a comic book movie. So it's
like we also last night watched the movie Onward.
On Disney Plus?
No, on the jailbroken Amazon stick.
Oh, that's fair.
Fuck, I ain't paying for Disney Plus.
Neither am I. Fuck that. I've got it till for free until September.
September, right? Something like that. I knew it was something like that.
I'm good.
I finally watched Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2.
Finally? So,
yeah.
Hey, here. No, actually, here's the thing. So I've only ever seen Kill Bill Volume 1.
Volume 2 is better.
Well, here's the other thing on that. I watched a burnt copy that my dad burnt years ago, like right after it came out. The copy he had didn't have subtitles. And I didn't realize that it needed subtitles because it's it's Tarantino. He's weird like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like half the plot line
exactly. then. Because I was flipping through like TNT or FX or some channel years later, and I see Kill Bill Volume 2 on, and it's a scene where they have subtitles. I'm like, oh, wait, the whole movie's supposed to have subtitles? Oh, okay. So I have no idea what's going on. I know they're on Netflix right now.
So are they?
Netflix or Amazon? They're on one of the streaming services.
Oh, okay. I say, my friend Abby let me borrow them. She came over and watched Volume 1 with me. And then she was like, for Volume 2, you're actually going to have to pay attention, so I won't be here. So and I'm like, fair enough.
That's great.
Yeah, just watching movies, watching TV. That's pretty much all I've been doing.
Any video games you've been playing?
And video games.
Other than Call of Duty, I should say.
Witcher.
Yeah, that's what I've been playing.
And Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Nice. Very nice.
A lot of people don't like it.
Yeah, but you've always been an Assassin's Creed guy, though.
Yeah, I really don't like Assassin's Creed. I tried playing it once.
Which one did you play?
The first one? No, the second one. Hold on a second, I'll tell you. I borrowed it from my cousin. And,
I think I started playing the first one. I started playing the first one, got about halfway through, and I'm like, this isn't bad, but it was very repetitive, and I kind of fell off.
Yeah.
And I wanted to play, I think, was it 4? The pirate one. Which one was the pirate one? Because everybody loved.
Black Flag. That would be the...
It was the second one.
Fourth one.
That was the second one you played?
You didn't like the second one?
Dude, I was going through the beginning where it's teaching you how to move and shit, and I was like, yeah, this is... just not my cup of tea.
You got to play for the storyline, man.
I'd play for the storyline if handling was a little bit better. But
they were just starting the whole thing. Uh-huh. The first one was a prototype. The second one was just, you know.
Hey, have you ever played the new Spider-Man for the PlayStation 4?
We have the game, but
that's handling right there.
The guy who sold it to us, forgot to mention that there was a deep groove into the disc. We can't get it to play.
Where does he live? Take it back.
He lives here.
Up his rectum. Hey, there you go. You're close. Everything's close.
Oh, no, no. Fate got back to him. He's under quarantine.
Oh, well, then wait to shove it up his ass until...
Nice.
Hey, you know, it wasn't my game. My son. It was for him. So that's one game I don't have to sit through and watch him just fuck up constantly. While I'm telling him, hey, do this, do this. No, Dad, I got it. I know this better than you. that's answer for everything.
Kids know better than that.
Yeah, so like since we've been on quarantine, Bella took my copy of Breath of the Wild over to her mom's house. And there was some time last week where she texted me saying, hey, I can't get past this divine beast. What do I do? I need two more things. I'm like, figure it out. You'll figure it out eventually, right?
Well, it's like, which two do you need? You know,
which divine beast? She didn't say which one it was either. last time I talked to her, she said that she had beaten two divine beasts and has since gotten the master sword. So I'm like, oh yeah, you're fine. Then the last two divine beasts will be easy.
Simon's doing a playthrough with all only using sticks and bokoblin weapons. I don't know why.
But. Okay.
The wife has been playing The Witcher. Whenever I'm not playing it, she's playing it. But she's like, I keep dying. Why do I keep dying? I'm like, I'm like, well, stop. Two, you need to level up your character. Three, you see all that shit that you're missing? All the looting, all the stuff you can make potions and stuff like that? Yeah. Get it. If it comes up saying loot it.
She plays games. She doesn't play very often, does she?
She plays like Knack.
Okay. So it's like the game that was a PS4 exclusive launch title that was just there and then I think people played it for like a week and then was like, all right, let's move on to something else.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. But she'll play that she'll play that game over and over and over. And I'm just sitting here banging my head on the wall. I'm like, you have this new game. Play it.
Hey, to be fair, I've got plenty of new games that I haven't touched that I'm like, oh, look, I'll play this one. I've got the new Jedi Fallen Order. Oh, I'll play that one. I haven't touched it yet. I've got Until Dawn and Horizon Zero Dawn. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fantastic game.
Like, I've got those two games that I haven't touched yet. So, I can, like, I literally just finished playing BioShock Infinite again. One, because they just announced that it's going to be coming on the Switch here soon. And two, Cassie, who is here, actually liked me playing it and liked when I killed people.
Well, yeah. She is a kid, I mean.
Yeah.
Everybody smile. All right, that's good.
Post that on the Twitters, Facebooks.
What? I don't have a Twitter.
I said I changed it. Oh man.
Oh no! Actually, I was talking about doing a podcast on Snapchat with somebody, and I was sending them, you know, how we were podcasting.
My phone. There we go.
I'm not gonna take a picture of you guys. I'm gonna take a picture of myself.
Yay!
Yep.
Selfie.
Okay. So, well, shit happens. Look, $20.
At least he finally admits it. Hey, look, if it's only $20, you're not doing it right, all right?
Or I'm doing it so good that they come back.
I still pay you more money.
The one thing with the new Jedi video game, The Fallen Order, a lot of people didn't like it.
That's what I heard.
If you ever played like Bloodborne or something like that, you have to parry at a certain point in time to attack
parry,
the enemy.
Parry, thrust, good.
I hated Bloodborne. No, there was. I mean, there was kind of some of that in Breath of the Wild where you had to like parry or block.
No, but this is all the time.
Yeah,
this is all the time.
I mean, I do it in Witcher because I'm trying to get the achievement where you parry or counterattack 5 blows in a row.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of achievements, has there been... Do you guys know a game that you've gotten every single achievement on?
Every?
like, you've unlocked everything. Yes.
For the... What game?
What game?
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 2, Brotherhood, what's the third one? Renaissance, Black Flag, Origins.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, pretty much.
I've almost got it for the Spider-Man for the PlayStation 4. I just have to unlock a couple more costumes. And that's the only one that I have left. And then I'll have 100% on that because, well, it was fantastic. I did that in a week.
Oh, wow.
Dude, no, like the game, like you start playing, it's really addicting, but it also like it has a really fast playthrough of it. It's badass. And
that's one of the ones I want to get. I've been wanting to play it. I've got a buddy at work who every time it would go on sale, he would send me a link. I'm like, I'll wait till it gets to be about $20.
It is $20.
And then he sends me a link for it being $20. I'm like, okay, I'll go get it sometime.
I'll play on it sometimes just to get on there and swing around because like the control for when you're swinging around the city is so fantastic. Like it's amazing.
Yeah.
I might have to buy my son another copy.
And I mean, it's done.
It's
a game. It's a game that, I mean, it got a lot of praise and a lot of accolades and I mean, they're making a sequel as far as I know they have, a Black Cat DLC that came out for it.
I haven't bought any of the DLC yet.
Yeah. It's a game I want to get. It's a game I want to play. So
you can always borrow it.
There's that too.
You got PS4?
Again, I have to find, oh yeah. Yeah. I got to find the time.
Time. Not now would be the perfect.
Oh,
time.
What's he doing right now?
I'm recording a podcast.
Hey, look, I told you. I could be playing Witcher right now while I'm recording this podcast.
Sure, so, I mean, could be playing a game too, but I am being respectful to my guests.
Oh, yeah. Fuck I did you. That once.
Oh, look, the stop button. Whoops.
Oh, well.
We seem to have lost our guest. Hold on a second.
Shit. Okay, let's see. What else? What else we got going on?
Not much.
Yeah. I think a lot of these, like the initial 10 to 15 minutes of talking tends to be all the same with like my questions. And then after that, it's like, okay, so you're at home. What you doing at home?
I've been cooking a lot.
Masturbating.
Cooking while you masturbate? Watch out for that hot grease.
Not eating at Dave's house. Got it.
Yeah. I know we've been doing a lot of yard work. We just put up cameras. Oh, actually, this is a good fun story. Day before, the cops got called on my neighbors. That was fun. Had a whole SWAT team out here. That was cool.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
For what?
I'm pretty sure my neighbors. I'm pretty sure they're drug dealers.
Okay.
Not entirely sure. They get the cops called on them about once, either once a day or once every other day. Let's see. They're
not good drug dealers, is what you're saying.
Well, there's always a different car there too, which is great. The people will pull into my driveway and then turn around to go into their house. It's like, God, motherfuckers. So there were cops yesterday. I think there was a couple of, the thought process was they were getting served a warrant, or the guy was.
With a SWAT team?
I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. You exactly. Don't know.
Well, I actually found out that depending on what the warrant is, depends on how many people they sent. Like, there were six guys with guns drawn, like, on our fence line on both sides. And then one guy was talking to the lady of the house, and she felt, I don't know if she felt threatened or what, but she, like, was staying in her car in the driveway because she didn't want to be in the house. And the best part is everybody's on quarantine. Everybody's home. Now everybody's standing out in the yards watching this because we don't give a fuck.
Yep.
They are at like 3 o'clock in the morning. They're in the backyard, power washing their porch or their front driveway, or they're grinding something or doing something. Basically from like 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the morning, they've got spotlights in their backyard. They've got power tools going off. And this is right next door to me. It's fun. I hate it.
Yeah, I just found out the guy that lives down our alley, him and his wife have, was it 3 different warrants out for their arrest for meth?
Oh, yeah, you live in Bluffton. That's right.
Yeah. Meth.
The house
lady across the street. The lady across the street from them is wanted for meth. One of them's producing it, the other one's selling it.
Nice. Hey, that's what brings a community together.
Yeah, it's a good little racket they got there.
Little meth operation, you know. Jesus. Great for the community. Yeah.
So last time, so I remember.
Oh, that was great.
Go ahead, Joey. What were you gonna say?
Good, you good?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So remember, God, I hate you. Speaking of Bluffton and being a meth town, for people who are listening who don't know, all three of us have lived in Bluffton at one point in time. Bluffton's a small town south of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and maybe like what, maybe I don't know, half hour south, something like that.
About 25 minutes, half hour.
Give or take. There was, years back, a building that blew up because it had a meth lab in it. You guys remember that? Well, hold on. And then, was it the same building or was it the building next door?
Same
building. It was the one. Yeah, it was
same building. A year later, the same building blew up again because of a meth lab. And then, well, like
the first time it only caught fire, didn't it?
No, yeah, I thought it blew up.
No, first time was they only caught fire. The second time it blew up,
and like it literally like cratered the ground, blew up.
Yeah, and it was it one or two people died in that explosion?
That one
I don't remember. They couldn't count all the T's because they were meth heads.
They're still waiting for dental records.
And then I think
and then there's the one on the corner.
It's like half a mile up from where those buildings were blew up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then the one on the corner of Mito's old road on
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fucking
Now it's just an empty lot.
Yep, it has been ever since. Bluffton is a powder keg of meth labs.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we only have the old people to blame because they wouldn't let anything fun come into town.
Exactly.
So what do the kids have to do?
Drugs. Yeah, I remember an old rumor that Bluffton was going to get a movie theater.
Yeah.
I think I was just right out of high school or like a senior in high school.
It was your senior year because it was my sophomore year because it was supposed to be what was going into Kmart. They're supposed to tear down the Kmart building.
They're going
to
put,
And then instead they got a tractor supply company.
Man, I really wish they would have put like a little indoor skating rink or something in there. That would be great.
Anything that would involve some kind of entertainment for,
No, that's what happens when you got a religious group running the town.
Yeah.
Fun. But don't worry. Hey, there is a bowling alley.
Oh, okay.
And that bowling alley is nice.
Bowling alley is also only available to the public like 3 days a week.
Fair.
Otherwise, they have
tournaments and
league. Thank you.
There we go. Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? That bowling alley now serves alcohol.
Does he? Huh. I didn't know Stan was the progressive.
Only took him like 30 years.
Stan doesn't own it anymore.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The group that ran Oak Lanes in Huntington. Okay. They got an offer for that land that they couldn't pass up. So they took that money and bought Bluffton Lanes, shut it down. They shut it down for like a good two and a half months. And when they reopened it, it had a full bar.
Nice.
Wow.
See, at least they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a little sad. Like, I remember going there, one, for a couple school trips, but two, we would go there. Family-wise, we'd just go there and bowl, hang out.
I met my ex-wife there.
Yeah.
That's where Jess and I met.
Yeah, and you guys lived next door for the longest time, too, didn't you?
No, that was Mito.
That was me. Oh, that's right. That's right. Look, I don't remember things. That was also before my time. I just heard stories.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Excuse me.
Corona!
I'm going to go get me a case of it today.
Look, there is no reason to subjugate yourself to such bad beer.
No, they make tequila now.
Sounds like swill.
Probably.
God, I haven't
had it in a while.
Their beer is god awful, so I can only imagine.
It is god awful. To me, all beer is just god awful. Fuck the light shit. Let's just get hammered.
I like some kinds of beer, but they're not,
I mean,
Coronas.
I'm still a Reds fan.
I said beer, Jerry Gennaro.
What'd you say, Gennaro?
He said he's a Reds fan.
I like Reds. I'll drink an ale, but more than a beer. But if I had a choice of beer or hard straight liquor, let's just go for the whiskey. Come on.
That's fair. But I'm also not, I don't drink to get fucked up anymore. I drink like one I don't even know the last time I actually had a beer or even any alcohol. It's been maybe a month.
You know why we don't get fucked up anymore?
Because we learned.
Vito doesn't have parties.
We divorced our ex-wives. That's why.
Hold on. No, time out. Because I had my ex-wife left me, and then I got fucked up.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
When me and my ex-wife split, that's when I drank the hardest. But once we actually signed the divorce papers, I did not have the inkling to drink anymore. Like, my problem just went away.
No, I still drank after Jess and I broke up, and I still drink to this day.
Yeah,
not to get fucked up.
Yeah, well, sometimes I still drink. But you just don't get
Usually when I get fucked up, though, it's accidental. It's like it's like you know, hey, you want another one of these? And it's like,
yeah, sure, sure,
why not?
Actually,
and
I do.
It's like, hey, what happened to the rest of that wine? I don't know. You want to open up the next bottle? Yeah, we better.
Well, I actually do remember the last time I got fucked up enough to where it was bad. I went to the bar with some friends after work on second shift. And I'm like, okay, I'm only going to have one or two. And then I got to get heading home. And they kept buying me beer. I think I ended up having like five or six reds total. And I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't be driving. So I sat in the parking lot. No, I sat in the parking lot for a good hour before I actually left.
Five or six reds and you got fucked up.
I drank them quick. I chugged them.
He doesn't drink a lot either. So, I mean, you know, five or six beers, that's the equivalent of like, you know, a couple shots.
What, when I left FCC to go to Old Dominion in Fort Wayne, my boss at the time, she's like, hey, I'm going to take you out for one last drinking round. All right, cool. No, she's gay. Like, she's actually gay.
But anyway.
Anyway, I get there about a half hour late because I have to sign my exit interview. And she has, five or six Vegas bombs. It's this shot with high alcohol content waiting, along with four Angry Orchards and a shot of tequila. I pounded every single one of those down probably within a good 45 minutes, and I'm walking in a straight line. She's like, and she, like you, drank five beers and was done. And she's a hard drinker.
Okay.
She is a hard drinker. She drinks constantly. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, are you okay? You going to need me to drive you home? No, I'm good. Okay. I'll put flowers on your grave.
Last time I got drunk, was an accident. I was out at the bar with some friends, and I was drinking Long Islands, and I had drank three or four of them, and I got around to the fifth one, and I'm like, man, I was like, I should probably get going. So I just, you know, I wasn't feeling the other ones, and I just chugged that one, and I walked out to my truck, because, I mean, it was about closing time anyways. You know, it was about 2 o'clock, somewhere around there, 2:30. And I'm like, I should really be getting home. So I walk out to my truck and I sit down and I'm just like, whoo. So I was like, well, I'm just going to sit here for a minute and let this, let itself, you know, work out. So I fell asleep. I woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning, still sitting there. I couldn't find my glasses. At some point in time, I had woken up and opened up my door and my glasses had fallen off my face and out the door. Oh. Luckily, nobody else was there, and it was raining, so it cleaned everything off my glasses that were laying there on the ground. But I woke up, put my glasses back on, and I'm like, yep. I was like, I'm going to go home and shower and take a nap.
Nice.
Yeah, that's very nice. You remember my wife, Amy, right?
Yeah.
She, to this day, still has not seen me drunk.
She didn't try very hard, did she?
No, she hasn't. But the last time we went on a date night, we went to the Busted Half here in town. It's an axe throwing place.
Oh, nice.
And it's right across from the Stag.
Oh, and that must be new.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is new. And but the thing
I know the kind of people that hang out at the Stag, they shouldn't be around anything that's
doesn't your sister hang out at the Stag? Huh.
And then after that, we went to the Stag.
Oh, geez.
And so I'm.
At least it wasn't the other way around.
Right. And we, I bought her a couple shots and some alcohol she wanted. I forget what it was. She got halfway through her first drink and she was already acting tipsy.
But she doesn't drink, though, much, does she?
We don't drink very often. That's the thing. Yeah. Being her, here I am. I'm slamming them, even though I'm considerably heavier than she is, like a lot.
You don't say.
Yes, I'm fat. Let's get past the point. But it's still, she has not to this day seen me drunk, and it bugs the shit out of her. And I told her, I'm like, one of these weekends, you know, send the kids to grandpa and grandma's. we'll have our own little drinking party.
There you go.
Look, all she's got to do is go to the liquor store, buy a bunch of those little 99 bananas, make a trail from the door to the bedroom. On the bed, have, you know, a bottle of, fuck, I don't care, Everclear. That'll really fuck you up. And have her sitting on the other side of the bottle and be like, when you're finished. Because they would be like, ooh, some liquor. Ooh, some liquor.
Ooh, a piece of candy. Ooh.
Love it. Oh, shit. Well, guys, see what else we got here. Let's see, we talk about games, we talk about movies, we talk about alcohol, talk about meth.
I thought that was just talking about Bluffton.
No, good point.
Yeah, we're just talking about Bluffton.
I guess, man, I should ask Josh your comic book history, since it is going to be on a comic book feed. So why don't you give that one real quick?
I actually really didn't start getting into comic books until I met you. And
yay.
And
I had a lot less than back then.
Yes, you did. But you still had quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I remember lugging those boxes around, you motherfucker.
Right?
That was half of this.
And, yeah, I know.
And I know. Back when you moved in with me, it was a quarter of this.
Yeah, I know.
So.
I know. Trust me. I know. But I didn't really get into comic books until they came out with Blackest Night for the Green Lantern in DC. So I collected the whole series, every spinoff, every side story, everything. And I ended up with a good stack. And I've read those cover to cover, front to back, I don't know how many times. And it wasn't, then you guys moved out of Bluffton, whatever. And yeah, and I got a cat, and then it pissed all over him.
Oh.
So had a cat was the correct term, and so they had to go into the trash.
No, that sucks.
You tell me what fucking color that cat was. name.
Especially and black then, and white, because those are not. I'm not gonna say rare now, but I mean, they're something. They're worth something.
Yeah. And then Kenny Gillenwater, he told me about Preacher. So I went and got all the graphic novels out of that. And I tell you what, that is one of the best graphic novels I've ever read. Just for the fact that I'm not an atheist or whatever you want to call it, but it has to do with one guy hunting down God and making him pay for the shit he's done. Come on. Who doesn't want to read that with all this shit going on?
I've read maybe the first two volumes of Preacher.
Hold on, you guys.
He turned us off.
You bastard.
Sorry, a wife came up and asked me something.
Are you good?
Not now, woman, get back in the kitchen. Oh.
No, I've read the first two volumes of Preacher, I think. I've seen the first season of the TV show on AMC. And I really liked it. I need to finish it since I know it's done, and I need to finish the series.
Finish the series. Watch the TV series first, because if you read the comic or graphic novel, you're gonna sit there. You're gonna be fuck this shit and turn it off. Because
That's not true. The first season is basically setting up where the comic starts.
Yes,
the first season. I knew that going in.
Okay. Okay, so that makes it better.
Yeah.
But for me, it was, okay, I understand they had to take their own take on it. They had to do their own thing, like everybody does.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I watch on YouTube, Top 5 Scary. They do all these different lists, Top 5 Scary, Japanese Horror, da-da-da-da-da-da. And they came up with Top 5 Scary TV show moments. And one of them was The Preacher, where the Saint of Killers came to be.
Ah.
But instead of going off the graphic novel, they just went off of the TV series. Okay. And it pissed me off so bad. It's like you have all this credible material and you went with a TV source who the guy directing it has never read a comic book.
But this is also coming from
Rogan. No, he wrote it. The series. Okay.
But the producer and director changed the script constantly.
Gotcha.
That sounds about right.
Directors do that.
Of course.
And the guy never read a comic book in his life.
That's disappointing.
That's very disappointing.
But this is also coming from Davis, who's the same guy that liked the Dresden Files TV show. So I can't really talk to him about that.
And I have read the books.
And you still like the TV show?
It's something the kids can watch. They like it.
See, I thought it was god-awful. After I watched the first 5 minutes of it, and it had nothing whatsoever to do with the books other than names, I'm like,
so one of the few things that a mutual friend of ours said to me years ago that I have stuck, that I've kept with, is you take these TV shows and or movies, they are somebody's interpretation of the canonical work. So like the comic books or the novels.
So what you're saying is
those are the canon. Have
bad vision.
Maybe. Maybe not. Just if you enjoy it, if you enjoy their vision, okay, that's on you, but you can still appreciate where it came from. So
but yeah, my thing is more along the lines of it's like the unsolved mysteries. The names have been or the these are
the based are real, on true. But the names have been
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So who told you that, Joey?
A friend, mutual friend of ours.
Which friend would that be?
One you both don't like, and one I haven't talked to in forever. Yeah,
are you talking about Big Joe?
Yeah,
you mean Big Joe? Are you talking about Big Joe? Is that Big Joe that you're talking about?
What does he do now that they closed the comic book store?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. Yeah, that. A lot of that.
Well, I guess it'd be more like...
Oh.
Oh.
No, I don't know. Last time I tried texting him a couple years back, and I haven't heard from him since. So I don't...
I
think one of those because I don't...
Others
give him attention. He just doesn't give me attention.
See, other than... at Thanksgiving at Mito and George's.
Which he wasn't there last year. Well, no, he was wasn't. There earlier, but then left before everybody got there.
And then at Mito's funeral. Those are the only two times I've seen him since Jess and I split up. And part of that reason is because as soon as Jess and I split up and stuff, he asked her out.
What?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Not.
He asked her to marry him.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, ask Jess about it sometime.
I don't even see Jess.
I do.
I see every once in a while. I should probably talk to her forever.
Last time I seen her, I was dropping the wife off at AAM.
Now I thought you were about to say AA. I'm like, wait a minute, she doesn't drink.
Jess is actually drank now.
No. I thought you, Amy, not Jess.
Oh, that's why she doesn't drink. No.
Okay, let's go ahead and end it right here, guys. It's no, that's actually a good part to end.
We're gonna end this.
Josh, thank you for coming on here. Thanks for reaching out. And,
no problem, man.
And I was happy to get you on this chitty chats. That's what I'm calling them.
Hell yeah, let's do it again.
Definitely can, especially if we're going to be in this for a lot longer than we expected.
Yeah, about another month.
Yeah. So, all right.
Yay.
Oh, hey, Gennaro, off subject, but...
Can I hit stop then? No?
Oh, go ahead and hit stop. That's fine.
Okay.